Therefore, even if it happens to be there, it was not an Avera L'Mafreya.
How do you know? Vavim Abed, that's the proof. Gemara says, V'chimashkachas lo levatlo. You find the gluska yofa, if you recall, in the vatle. Mashra the kol kamad lo mashkachas lo avavayiro. The Pashup Shan the Gemara is that the Gemara wants to, who needs bitl? That's okay. Gemara bodach tzorch shivatle. Who needs bitl? You don't understand the bitl. When you see it, you mevatle it. Implying that until the point that you see it, there's no violation whatsoever. This is the understanding of Tosis. Fine? Anyone agree? Disagree? We saw Rabbeinu David yesterday. We're just pulling out again today. I may have a few extra copies still of the Rabbeinu David. Anyone also have some more Mamar Komos? For those who weren't here yesterday, I have some more copies of the Mamar Komos. See that Rabbeinu David, I have any extra here. I have one. Sorry, I don't know the other one. No. Okay. So, that's one opinion. If you don't know about the Chometz, there's no violation of Vayiro Vayimo. That's what it says. Fine. The question is, does anybody argue? The answer is yes. And the one who argues is no less a figure than the Rosh himself, who was also from the Bali HaTosis. That's why I looked with bated breath to see what the Tosa Rosh would say over here. And sure enough, we'll see. It came out that the Rosh, in fact, did argue. Let's take a look at the Rosh. Again, reviewing a little bit from yesterday. Perek Bey Simon Aleph. Okay, Perek Bey Simon Aleph. And then we'll go back to Perek Aleph, where a lengthier discussion. Perek Bey Simon Aleph is the first Rosh here in Perek Kol Shav. Rosh asks Tosa's question, quote to Rabbeinu Shimshon, we saw yesterday, that Chaya Kfusa calls it a Dochak, which it certainly is. And the Rosh says, you know what? He was watching. Hu Omer Aleihem. A very big Chumrah. The only time there's a leniency is when he is Omer Aleihem. If he's not Omer Aleihem, then in fact there is a problem of Vayiro Vayimotzei. Presumably, even if he's not aware of the existence of the chametz, the carbon asanal in Os Aleph, the very first carbon asanal in this perek, quotes Tosis, the difference between chay and achulda, and Rabbeinu the Rosh doesn't like it. Why? Chay lamatz the kulei hay over b'vayra. Why? He refers to the Rosh in perek kamasim and tes. Af al pisha eno roa. The loksiv lo sire chametz, ela lo ye roeh, mashmen lo yielcha chametz b'makom haroi liros, or liros. Af al pi sheni odea shem bebeso. The kamagon by roika. So here we have the korban asanah telling us it's a big machlokas la'alocha, tremendously significant dispute. Are you over by roi by yamate? If you don't know about it, do we say well you don't know won't hurt you? It will hurt you. According to Tosis, it will not hurt you. According to the Rosh, it will hurt you. So Rav Osei, I think it's worthwhile that we turn our attention first to the Rabbeinu David, because that's what people have seen yesterday, and then to the Rosh himself in the first parak. Okay. So Rabbeinu David, for those who have to look inside, otherwise look inside with a neighbor, he's worried about. Remember we discussed Barichas yesterday, the Chiddush of the Chaya, the Chiddush of the Behema. Picking up halfway down page Kuf Hei. Vitana Chaya, where it says 25. Vitana Chaya, the Mashiris Mias Matzale. Kloma, Sha'achashi Matznas, Iemsha Shiyavo de Mirshal, Bishal Torah. Why? Shabitul Hoya Al Kochomet Shen Yodula. In contrast to the Tosis, he also was a bitl. The problem with the bitl was the bitl did not take effect on the Chomet that you knew about. But here you didn't know about it. So there's bitl. There's bitl, no problem. 26, read the footnote together. Footnote 26. Afal pisha b'shas ha-bitl b'layla hoya chomet zeyadulo. Remember, he had the chomets, and then the next day he gave it to his animal to eat. He had the chomets. He discovered it in his search and destroy mission called B'dikas Chomets. He put it in a bag. So he knew about it. For the nichla b'bitl, Rabosai, you're not mevatel of the chomets that's in your bag. Mikomako, v'yachash mis'ale mimenu. Now he threw it to the dogs, and I can't find it. Vera nimtzalo l'kayim of its beer. Chozer ha-chomet hazeh v'nichlal v'bitl k'din chomet sheni yaduah. Whoa, what a chiddush this is. At the time he said the bitl, it was not included. Later on, some of it becomes included. V'zeh l'okam ha-shkotel v'rosh peragal simetes v'tur ha-rachayim simetof la-medalit shemashe mishayer ein lo b'chlal ha-bitl v'ayim betaz. We'll see. Ayin b'Rav Yavitz, Rav Yaakov Emden. Yaakov Emden. Okay? Fine. This is what the footnote teaches us. This is quite a remarkable idea. We should see the Rosh in Perek Aleph Simetes right now, since it's referred to by the footnote 26. Then we'll come to the Taz that he quotes a little bit later. We'll go in order. It's all in the Maamar Kamos, Rabosai, but let's take a look at a very important source here, the Rosh Perek Aleph Siman Tes. Everyone please turn. Rosh Perek Aleph Siman Tes. Rabosai, we should really read it straight. It's Kedai, because even though some of these things are not directly on point, it's all going to come up as we go. Amar Rav Yudah Marav. Habodek Tzorach Sheyavato. So the Rosh Miyad Achar B'dikosel. As soon as you finish, right away. Hechem bevatel. Yamachim. Kochamira deikar b'shusi. Dolo chazite dolo biarte. Li botel v'lechoshiv ka'afra di'ara. Says the Rosh. V'havi hefker v'lav dideh v'lo'ovel v'bayra. It's not yours anymore. It says v'lo'ira l'cho shalcho yateroa. About the Rosh Alachayim, so Hefka is not Shalcha either. If you look at the Hagos Ashri, Rashi's Lohiskir Hefka. Rav Yoh, Kibo Meri Yalevi, Sheshlomo Li Batal Vlevi Hefka Kiar. That's what we say. Shelly Batal, it should become Hefka. The Rosh didn't have the word to become it, but it becomes Hefka anyway. Even though he didn't say it, that's what the Rosh says. He says, Beferish. Vahave Hefka. He wasn't Mafkarit, but somehow it became Hefka, even though he didn't say the word Hefka. As a matter of fact, look at the Korban Asan of Beis. Hiskim Rabbeinu Ashkosav Tosus Deod Avdal, which we read yesterday. Midoraisa Bitl Dal Masagam Itam Shalacha Shabitl Abbe Hefker Yotzer Meshusov. Afal Gav the Hefker Bifnei Shlosha Midoraisa Ein Tzorach Ki Bifnei Echot. Midoraisa, you don't need three, it's enough to have one. Or Bifnei Atzvah, yeah? Inami, the Beis Yosef says, Mivat Ayadei Shliach. Why? We'll see if this is going to come to later, either today or tomorrow. The cave and the chomet ain't a b'shusa shaladam. Ela sha'asav ha'kosav kilu b'shus, which is the Gemara that I'm base. V'gilu idaita lo nichale the levis chusa v'gavei klal sagi. That's enough. We'll see later. That he calls the base. Who said it first? Yes, one of
the Ramban.
Correct. And since we all have in front of us, the Ran. The Beis Yosef quotes the Ran verbatim. Why I choose the Beis Yosef, we don't know yet. The local as the Torah said, but the rice of the bitl b'lev sagi. That's Rashi, and Tos doesn't like it, etc. Yes, what's your question?
That Rabbi Elazar's din is talking about after you can no longer do bitl.
Good question. The next question. There is a cutoff point beyond which bitl does not help. What is that point? When it comes to Asa B'Hana. Right. What is that? Pashas Tchilas Shah Shishis. You can no longer do Bittul after the sixth hour begins. You must do Bittul at a time up until the sixth hour. Okay, you're right. We'll have to. Those are very significant logistical questions. When do you do this? And when does it take effect? We'll discuss it at great length, but not at this very moment. Fine. Let's go a bit further with the Rosh. I'm now starting the top line of column 2 in this edition, page Gimel, in the Rosh. Well, my time at Sarov Bittel, Valo Bodak Upina Kalachamish Shenimsa. The Rosh is paraphrasing the Gemara. Ineme Mishum Pirurin, and then the two Girsos. I like the Girsos which has the parentheses. Pirurim Dikimlan, Shalom Matzah Dabdika. The other Girsos is Pirurim Dakim. Interesting. But I don't have to toss it to Rosh to see if he has a giveaway what it means. If the Kimlan Shalom Matzah Dabdika, Vinishu Vovrala Mishum Bayeroe. V'yavah b'yishe'eno roeh d'loksiv lo sirach hametz alo ye roeh mash v'lo yelach hametz b'mokom sh'ha roeh l'riyah v'yavah b'yishe'eno yodua she'en b'beso v'komagom bal ye roeh ika v'lachain tzorach sh'yavadel v'shuv en kanisa bal ye roeh. Whoa, this Rosh is a revolutionary. It's against Tosis, right? Tosis said, if you don't know about it, won't hurt you. And the Rosh says, it will hurt you. Why? It was a situation where it was Roy. It could have been anticipated that there was Chametz there. Let's take a look in the Korban Asanel Gimel. V'hod Armina Reish Perakol Shoy Ashvin Chayim Hashem Dematzala Uma Mahani Misasa B'Mistarim Mikomer Vol Rabbi Yeroy. That's the question. It's bothering the Korban Asanel. He gives the Rosh's answer. Hasa Mayri. As the Rosh is comparing Beis, Simon, Aleph. Fine. The Bach in Simon Tov Lamed Aleph asks this question against the Rabbeinu of the Rosh. Chometz Eni Yaduo, Tosis says the Chof Aleph is no Vayar Vayar Motze. The Shloma is the Bach. Kevin the Iev Shel Levayas Blo Pirurim. The Kimlon Shalom Mitzan Rebidikasa Havale Kemo Chometz Yodua Aval Chometz Shebevayesh Eni Yodua Kuli Amamodim Den Overlov Afilu Below Bitl Adka. So the Bach tried to be Marba Shalom Bolo but he told us on the Rosh the only time is a Bayra is if it's Yodua, and if it's Pirum Dakim is Kimlon Pirum the Kimlon it's if it's Yodua. Says the Korban Asana V'lo Yodati Mi Yechniso L'dochak Zeh Im heyos shatosus reish perakol shod demaslevi ashmina kosu kain they know the kevin sheni yodua and yodea hechanu chen mashu perakamet the parochi mashkachas al levatle shatosus enav chafal tzrach na vavam beis mashu the chol kamet lo mashkach lo avra bayro adkan avra rabbeinu the rosh disagrees svirim ed lo ksiv lo sira alo yeroa. Mashmalo yilacha chometz b'makam a royal rose. Afal pi she'en yadua hashu b'beisi over the rice. Aye, the problem is the Rosh is against the Mefurash Gemara. So you, what's the Mefurash Gemara say? Gemara says, Rabosai, haboda tzorch sheivat. Why? You may find the gluska yofa. Fret the Gemara, v'chi mashkach asla levatle. Yes? One possibility, we'll see soon. Excellent. Okay. Umashach Rishwa Tosus came the Farisham, Hatri Chusa, Kvapirashi, Rabbeinu had another pshat, Nav Chafal. We saw it quoted in the Korban Asanel in the Rosh himself in Perek Beis. Umashach Parach Bobishmatin, Davov, the Chimashkachla Lavatla, Sirach, Sridachi Parach. A new pshat, the Korban Asanel might help on his own. And the reason I want to share the Tosus to Rosh is guess what? Chacham Adif Minavi. The Korban Asanel is mechavet to the Tosfos the Rosh, which is not printed in his day. Mamish. As a matter of fact, it's pointed out in the new beautiful Tosfos the Rosh in footnote 68. He tells you that the Korban Asanel is mechavet to the Rosh. Look what he says. Hachipach. Lo mohet srichu levatel b'shas ha-bedika mistama kodem shabo shas ha-bir Mechabdin abayis mikol piruri chametz. You sweep the floor. V'yesh b'zovis gluski yafefia yimtzeenu. Lochi parach v'chi mashkachas levatla. What does that mean? at a time when bittul is still possible, before, we'll call it to save time, 11 o'clock. Why am I calling it 11 o'clock? That's the approximate beginning of the 6 hour in standard time. These days, Pesach is always in daylight savings time, so it's like 12 o'clock, but it's a little confusing for us, so we'll use the word 11 o'clock. That's the Tchilas Shal Shishis. Okay, fine. Val Zem Mishani, says the Kovan, it's on line 3. Dilma Ashkech Basri Sur. Oh, Mashma, says the Kovan, it's on the Sakatayt of Tamakshin, the Ashkech Kodans Man Isure. Va Tartan, what did the Tartan answer? Basri Shmrani Surin. Who are din that we mutter the shnuye cave and the ashke bosses mani sure? What did he answer? The answer that he gave an answer, once is the achas mani sure, you can no longer be mevatel. You know what he could have said? You know what he could have said? Even if you could be mevatel, it's too little and too late. You were over, oh, you were already over for the last hour or two before you saw your mevatel it. He could have answered, "Kev Nashke Moses Mani Suri after Tisalom of the Yochel Levatla Mikomakom Habodek Tzorach Levatla the Yashke Moses Mani Suri Kva Over Abay Yeroa V'Yachol Bishlo Hoyo Deshu Bebeso Habol said the Korban Sanal Ha'emes Mishani Dafiul Levatla in the Yochel V'Over Lemafrei Abay Yeroa not only henceforth Habol Atosu Savri Da the Parav Chimashke Levatla Afiul Chimashke the Moses Mani Suri. That's the Pashup Shah. The Tosus of Rush is word for word with the Korban that sounds out on his own. It shows you how we have tremendous cover for Agdol. He mamishes Mechavin to the Tosus of Rush. Not a simple Pshah. I wouldn't have said it on my own. When the Gemara said that after Zmano you can allow me Mevatel, that last phrase is unnecessary. Even if you could have been mevatel, it would still be a problem. Why would it be a problem? Why? Because you're over the mafreya. This is a shot of the Tosfos Rosh and the Korban Asanos Mechavin to it on his own. Okay. Ad Kan, the Rosh that was quoted in the footnote 26 of the Rabbein Ludov. The Taz explains more, but before we get to the Taz, we have to read a few more lines, Rabosai, in the Rush here in Perek Aleph, Simen Tes. Ever look inside? In the Rush, Perek Aleph, Simen Tes. Uparich, it's called the paraphrase of the Gemara. Uparich, lo kachshivi, mishim peruvin lo tor bitl, the memela batil, vavi hefker, vein over our land. What about peruvin for? Peruvin is nothing. Chashinon, what a small dollar is. Shema be'achas min hazavios. Why are those words found? Why the Rosh doesn't write extra words? Why is he saying be'achas min hazavios? There must be a reason why the Rosh uses that phrase. So the Korban HaSadol jumps and says, b'makom haroy le'ros. Nimza ora by roe, Rafa Pisha eno roe, Rafa Pisha eno yo dea. Viashka called Bosso Shazi Suri, Nimza ora Chasmatia by roe. That's what the Rosh says. As opposed to Rashi, I mean, the Korban HaSadol of Rashi, holds down. Rashi holds no. Calls man shane roe and over, Rashi holds not above the same way. That shiro over a love. And therefore Rashi understood. What did we dat lave? Shechos alav the sorrowful mashi for the regacha. That's what Rashi said. Rabbeinu lo pirishken. Why not? Dichos the sreifa. He doesn't want to burn it. My parach b'chimashkachas levatlo. Hachos lo levatlo. He doesn't want to do it. Uchshemasha menas the sorrowful. Ain't over alav. If you want to burn it, in fact, not over. Tosis is afraid. Shemis atzel ba'avara. You're gonna be lazy. It's over by your raw. You're not even wanting to burn it right away. Adkan. The Bach understood the Rosh differently, but the Korban HaSadol asked in the last line, if the Rosh is also about Mesach like Rashi is, Maza Shapir Shirabenu, the last line, Shirab Achas Menaz Zavios. Afim Mitzvah is a Choru Stak. We are not supposed to look. You don't have to look at such a small little hole. Ikal amechash posa de ashkash yitzasa de biura. The fact that the Rosh used the word zavios means he's discussing, referring to a case where it's royally Rosh. Your teretz Mordechai is not paid, but the Rosh didn't say it. As he said, maybe someone else will say it. We'll see soon. Okay, fine. Good. Again. Date alavev lo batle memele. V'lechach tzorach levato. V'chimashkech levatle. Frank the Gemara. V'lamet tzrichu levatle b'shas ha-bedika. Dilma mashkech le basri yisure. V'lamotzi levatle l'abashu sekaimi. It's too late. At that point, it's too late. At that point, it's too late. And now let's finish the Gemara once we're at it. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Shnei Drami, and Mishus Shalom, Asal Kalas Gila Mishuso, Beilehein, Bor Mishus Harabim, Bechomitz, Mishesh, Shos, Ulamalo. Right, everyone with me so far? We're reading the Gemara through the Rosh, it's easier. Frank the Mother of Zion, I'm off on top. Vinitali Mishis, Let's do a bit of the sixth hour. No! Kevin, the Yisrael, the Rabbani, Lave, Lomotza, Mavatale. Why? The Lomishusakar, and the Mavatal, the Vashena Mishusa. The Rav Gidal, the Rav, the Kadesh Isha, the Chomets, the Sheshos, the Lamala. What does it mean, Sheshos? What does Sheshos mean? What does Sheshos mean? What does Shesh mean? The beginning or the end? For the sixth hour. How'd you learn? The beginning? Okay. Mishesh Shal Salamal, I feel the Chitta Kerdanaisa, the Shriran, the Evasion, Ain, Choshen, the Kedushin, the Siranana, from the beginning of the sixth hour. Right, the Vinivat Leva Arba, Vinivat Leva Chomish. Well, as he said, you're right, but came in the Lazman Isura, the Lazman Biuru, Vilma Mirsha, Vilma Vatale. So when do you burn? You burn in the sixth hour, and at that time it's too late. To do a bittul, so the only way to do it is to make sure to do the bittul as soon as he finishes the bedik at night. Fine. Kosev b'tshuvas Rashi. Miyad balali yevatel. V'yesh noagin levatel b'tchilas shoshishis b'shas reifer. What? Tchilas shoshishis? What's wrong with that picture? Too late. So the mafarshim explained that tchilas shoshishis really means, although it's quite misleading, Sof Shah Chamishis. That's quite a mislead. But otherwise, that's the myth that they made up. With Marcus, about the Mishis, too late. So Omar Ani says the Rosh, Sheshneem Ke'echa Tovim, should do Bittle twice. With Omar, the Lav's Mani Surah, the Lav's Mani Biura, Mashmei Havas Mani Surah, Zman Biura, Shuzman Kavua, Philo Posha Shapir Dom, Uchei Neomer Ritzvah. Why do a second bitli? You did it already the night before. Rabosa, you did it the night before. Vatam. He gives three reasons, I think. You tell me if you agree with me. Three reasons for a second bitli. Reason number one. Fisheregilim liknos pas bio. I do a bitli, you know, I don't know, it's Mamadika's come at 7 o'clock. This year be a Sunday night. Then I go out to the store to eat supper and I buy a loaf of bread. To that bittel, which I did before I bought the loaf of bread, obviously it cannot affect the loaf of bread. I have to need a new bittel for the half a loaf that's left. Yes?
Is Rashi quoting, Rebbe described this as doing bittel twice, but it sounds like this other minhag is that they would only do one bittel and it would be at the Sof Shah Chamishis.
That could be. You're correct. The fact that the Rosh, the Shnei, the Kecha Tovim, implies that there were others who only did the bittul by day and not by night. That is correct. That's reason number one. Reason number two, with a small Zionist. The gamba pas sheyivatel belayla hu chozer vizoche. What does that mean? What does that mean? We're afraid he's going to reacquire it. Not go to the store and buy go to the bodega and buy a loaf of bread. He's going to reacquire that which he was mevatel the night before. Reason number three. V'gam lo bitul belayla lachomen shelo ro v'shema yishor mimenu kazayis. What does that mean? He's mevatel the chomets that he did not see. But Shema Yishar Mimena, from what he did see, Kazayis. Ad Kan Shuvas Rashi. Then he makes that point. Masha Kosta, but Shuvas Rashi, but Chila Shashish's return, Lama Vesov Shachamishis, Kodan Shiyaskal Isure. Okay? Ad Kan. Don't go any further. So, by the way, with me, Pashup Shah, he's going to Pashup Shah. Yes, sir.
I don't understand the last two reasons he said.
Okay. The first one, understand. He bought new chametz in the bodega. Obviously, the bittul does not take effect on that. Second, after the bittul, he reacquired.
What does that mean, he reacquired?
That's a good question. How did he reacquire it? How does he do it? Magic.
Good.
What's about the third one?
And I just didn't catch it.
The third one was that you only mevala the chametz which you did not see. If you look in your siddur, that's what it says. Okay. The shema yishar means from what he did see, and was not mevatel, nimenu kazayis. After you mevatel everything, the next day. As a matter of fact, as you probably know from you paying attention to your sitter. Is there a sitter in the room? We have a sitter. Okay. But if you'll open up a sitter, a mavzer, a shulchan aruch. We're both saying, how many guys have shulchan aruch so far? I guess it's been shulchan aruch today. Chutz mishtabruch elakei. Not too many. Bring it. You got to get it somehow or other. You'll see there that the custom is the bitl by night. You say the lo chazite. You are mevatel the chametz that you don't see, and the bitl by day, the last desperate bitl, the chazite, the lo chazite. It's around the kitchen sink and all everything. That's what he's assuming over here. The bitl at night would not work because it's limited to the lo chazite, and we're afraid she shami menu. I assume means from the chazite part. Akazayas. That's how I'm reading the Chuvas Rashi. Okay, as a Rush quotes. Any questions so far? Oh. So now I'm going to open the Taz, Rabbi Osai. It's on the Ma'ar Makom, I don't know if you saw it. I'm going to read it to you, the Taz. The Taz speaks about two reasons in the Rush. My understanding is that the Taz combined the first two. What are the first two reasons in the Rush? One, you'll buy new chametz in the grocery. And two, you'll reacquire the old chametz that you were mevatel last night. Those two, the Taz considers fundamentally to be one reason. Namely, you're going to have chametz. Okay. So the Taz is Lushan over here in Siman Tov Lamed Daled Sif Kotnei. This is the one I was quoted in the footnote of Rabbeinu David. So you all saw it, sort of, at least by citation. It says as follows. The Mechaber writes in Siman Tov Lamed Daled Sif Beis. If a Mishnah Berurah, open it up, please. Okay, the word hefka is not found, by the way. Not found. It's not here. In the Mechaber. And he also says, only the lochazite. Good, that's what we saw before. Says the Mechaber. V'tov, this is the Mechaber, Rabbi Osa quoting from the Tur, was quoting from the Rosh. V'tov lachzol levatlo pamacheres b'yom arbosa sov shachamishis, as the Rosh understood Rashi, kodem shetagia shashishis, shemitagia shashishis nesar b'yodol levatlo. Okay. Says the Mechaber, this is all Siv Beis. Siv Gimel, one line. V'bit layom yomar, the chazite, the lo chazite, the biyarte, the lo biyarte. That's the desperation. That's the last dish, bitl, to cover absolutely everything. Ad Kan, the Mechaber, Siman Tov Lamed Daled, Sif, Beis, and Gimel. Fine. So the Taz Hei quotes the Tur, who says as follows. Should the Paz Sheshia Lemacholo Lo Niskave Lebatlo V'yesh Locho Shem Yishar Mimenu Bebayis V'yavar Olof. And that is what the Rosh said. That's exactly how we understood the Rosh. And what he calls the second reason. We call it the third reason. Fine. Frek the Taz, the following question. How can the Rosh say, it's your question though, that what he calls the first reason, we call it the second. Shechoze v'zochebo. Mashman v'shaz bitl nizbatel gamkein. Mashashir el shechoze v'zochebo. He said v'alayla the locha mite. Mashma the dafka chomesh en yadu'olo. Good question. Yesh lam. The tam arishin, first and second we call it. Listen to the words. Pirushi v'salama. V'mashalma d'loch hamite. Kolel, it includes af mashe yishar chometz shetzniu l'achilu. We understand, if you look at the article, I don't have an article sitting here with English. I'd like to see, oh, that's what we need with English. I'm guessing he's going to say all chometz that I do not see right now should be bottom. That's a simple pshat. But the other pshat, which Taz suggests, is no. When he says all chometz that I do not see and that I will not see, af mashi yishar chometz shetzniyo l'achila, I left it in my bag to eat supper or breakfast, but it's going to disappear later on. V'chi perusho. Lochamita levar. I won't have it, see it in order to burn it. It's going to disappear between now and the time I'm going to burn it tomorrow morning. Umemele kavanoso hoya aflo also chometz yodua now. The mashi yishar mimeno gets lost. Gam kenu lo yira levar. V'yim kein, yin shloba gam chometz shemeshai hu b'chal abitl. L'chein tzorok tovatam neshechot v'zoche bo. Mashenka l'tam sheni. Says no. That's trapped in the Rosh Rabosai. Meridik. How do you translate? You have to bring in the article editors. How do you translate the words the Lo Chazite? Which I don't see now. That's a simple translation. In which case, Rabosai, the last teretz of the Rosh is great. Because this I do see now. And therefore, I'm not being mevatlet it. And if it gets lost, then it's a kazai slat, I'm in trouble. Oh, but the first teretz didn't accept that. Why? They translate the lochazite that I do not see now or later. Because if it gets lost, then it's also included in my bittel. If I had to give a new pshat, I went to the grocery and bought more pas, so I'm backing out from my bittel. Beautiful tats. I have one error of osa. That's what the Rabbeinu David said. He says, you don't have the Taz in front of you. Look at the Rabbeinu David. He basically said the same thing. Footnote 26. Read it again. Af al pisha b'shas ha-bitl b'layla ho yachomet ha-yadua lo v'lanichol b'bitl. Yikomak al ni'achash in mis'alei mimenu v'eno nimtzlo l'kayim bo mrs. b'yir chozer ha-chomet ha-zeh v'nichol b'bitl k'din chomet sh'en yadua. Look at the Taz. That's right, what the Taz said. I have a bit of a problem also. Who wants to guess what my problem is? It's a Shas problem. It's not a local problem of Masechta Pesachim. It's a Shas problem. Anybody? No one wants to guess my problem? Yes? That's Dovi's question. We'll come to that. I have a question about this Terence. My problem is, why is it dependent on the famous Shaila of Yesh Breira or En Breira? What is Bittul according to Shita Sarosh? Hefker, right? We saw Hefker. So Hefker is a transaction, right? I can sell you something, or I can, you know, I can be Mafker the same way. What am I being Mafker? Whatever I don't see now, or whatever will become invisible later. Shouldn't there be a problem in theory of Ein Breira? We don't know going forward what I'm going to be seeing and what I'm not going to be seeing. We don't apply the principle of retroactive clarification. But yeah, we'll see tomorrow what's left and what's not left. What got lost, what didn't get lost. What the animal ate, what the animal didn't eat. Brera. That's my question. I have an answer based on the Nesivus. The Nesivus says the only time we pass an Ein Brera. A short summary of a long discussion is when we need it to be the Mefreya. I'll give an example. The Gemara discusses, those who are learning some of these sugars over Yontif may know, I want to make an Eruv to the east, to the west. If the Chacham comes to the east, what the Eruv should work to the east. If it comes tomorrow to the west, should be to the west. There, the Eruv Tchumen must take effect before Yontif starts, before Shabbos starts. There's no choice. It's not Chal, it has to be Chal Ben HaShemashas. Since it had to take effect, Ben HaShemashas. And there's no clarification of whether he's coming east or west until later on. It's subject to the dispute of whether there is or is not retroactive clarification. As it happens, it works because it's the Rabbanan. But the Raisa wouldn't work, but the Raisa ain't brave. But in our case, Rabbosai, what is the end point? The end point is tomorrow morning, when he's about to burn the chametz and something's got lost. But at that point in time, Rabbosai, at that point in time, he's still able to do a bittul, because it's before Tchilat Shor Shishis, as we said before. So he didn't bother doing it. So we could say there's no problem of retroactive clarification in a situation in which he didn't need the retroactivity. He could have done a bittul right then and there. Didn't bother. But he could have done it. Whatever, you could do it later on, according to the Nesivis, there's no problem of retroactive clarification since the retroactivity is not indispensable. Again, I'm giving you a brief synopsis to answer why there should be no problem of Brera in this case. Fine? In this case. Good. Rabosa, this is a very important introduction to our fundamental sugya. Any questions before I go on? We finished sort of part one of today's shiur. I'm looking for questions from you before we start part two. There's too much quiet this year. It bothers me. Yes.
So, even though it seems like Hilchos Pesach, it depends on us that we do as much as is in our ability to do, according to the Shita that you're over by your own chametz that you don't know about. So, like, what if there are wild animals dragging chametz in your house? The person is racking up, would seem to be racking up.
By your own points.
Yeah.
So we'll have to discuss that. That's a good point. That's an effect with Mordechai. We'll come back to that. It's a very good point. Yes.
You said before that you could be even if Bittul work, you could be over the Mafreya by Rabbi Monson. How does that deal with that?
But that's you asked the same question. Isn't the Torah have Rachmanis on us? What should we do?
I mean, like how? I'm saying, what does that mean? You're over the Mafreya. You record. Mean this Bittul.
It's not Mafreya. You have chametz in your house. You have chametz in your house. You're over.
Yeah, you're over at that time. You used to know about it. We're going to come to, in 1 minute, I'm going to come to the critical, Rabosai, the critical testing point, which is right in front of us. It's right in front of us this second. I'll read it to you. The Mogen Avraham, it's on the Ma'amah Kamas. You should have seen it by now. The Mogen Avraham, Simen Tov La Medalet, Sivkot Nehed. The Mechaba says, you do Bittul. The Hashta, Afilu nisha chometz bebeiso shalom mitzah ein ovela. That's a quote of the Torah. Says the Magen Avraham, diim lo bitlo over olav afa pisha lo yada. Hear what's going on? Afa pisha lo yada. Who sheet is this? Who said this? No, the Rosh. No surprise that Torah follows his father. You're not surprised, are you? V'chein kasavti simen tof me'amav sechon beid. And look at his example. Midi dahavi amisha ochal chele b'shogeg. Wow. Them fighting words. Rabosa, if you had chele b'shogeg, you didn't know it was chele. You have a korban. This is serious stuff. You were over in Yisrael Darais to the extent you have a korban. You had chele b'shogeg. So too, if you owned chametz and didn't know about it, you're over in Yisrael Darais. The bayra, bayamot, said there's no korban. Okay, it's not Malkus, but at least the Raisa there is. So suggests the Mogen Avraham. This is a fascinating example, but it's based upon the Torah and the Rosh. I can't blame him. That's exactly what the Torah and the Rosh seem to have said. Any questions before I go further? But you hear bold relief. Then he quotes the Rambam. Now the Rambam, since I like you to see things in front of you, you don't have all the Mogen Avrahams yet. You have to Eish Shavanar. All year we're using it. You have to get one. But I'm giving you time to get one. Oh, you have one? You have a Shulchan Aruch?
No.
Okay. Very good. Let's turn to the Rambam. At the back, almost everyone has in the back of their own Gemaras. The Amish Bar HaMoleh. Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah Rabosa. This is quoted by the Mogen Avraham in the very next line. Perek Gimel Halacha Ches. Let's look together, Rabosa. It's on page Vav in the Mishpat Amole, column 2, halfway down. Lefichach im lo bitel kodem sheish. Umishay shal sumala, the Rambam says. Have a look inside. Matza chametz shahaya daita olav. Vehaya believo. He knew about it. What happened? Ushachacho v'shas abir v'lo biro. He forgot. He's a straightforward forgetter. Hareza avar alo yiroa v'lo yimatze. Shrei lo bir v'lo bitel. What's the impression you have from this Rambam, Rabbi Osai? The what? If you don't know about it, it won't hurt you. You think I said it? I'll read you the Magen Avraham verbatim. He quotes the Rambam, does the Magen Avraham, and he adds his own words. Mashma, dim lo yoda bo mitchila, eina over alav klal. A chiddush pshat in the Rambam, which the Talmidim said on their own. If you don't know about it, there's no aveira. Period. To be honest, because I asked you to see a number of super commentaries, did I not? Right? I asked you to see the Levush Esrod and the Primigol and the Machs Hashem. They're all very important. I read the Levush Esrod. Nearly, this is where Mordechai's point came from before comes in. He's saying pshat in Magen Avraham, pshat in Rambam. The Mairi Shebodak al Kolponim be Erev Pesach, referring to a guy who did B'dik on Erev Pesach. And he just didn't find it. He did his best. Avo below Bodak, a guy has a house. Rabbi Sai, I own a house. I do no B'dik as Chometz. I walk into the house and say, what? Chometz? There's no Chometz here. You are an idiot, Memchila. There's no Chometz here. A whole year you sat there and there's no chametz there. Who are you fooling? That's like someone who closes his eyes, right? You know, I'm closing my eyes. What do they say in America? Hiding your head in the sand. What do you mean there's no chametz there? A whole year using chametz. Oh, but I'm very neat. I don't know, I shouldn't say. Maybe some housewives are so neat that it's not going to no chametz there. Maybe if there are no kids growing up in the house. If there are kids in the house, you think there's no chametz there, you're stam. Absurd. Okay? That's what Levush Yitzrod says. Ava below Badak, have ki yoda shesh chametz. It's as if you know this chametz. Rabbi Osai, if you know this chametz, everything will be zero. Even the Russian will be zero if you know this chametz. V'imotzach hakach over. V'raya, quotes the Taz, with respect to Pirurim. What is Pirurim? The Kimlon, we know it's there. Since we know it's there, I haven't seen any crumbs. They're always crumbs. Were it not for the fact that Piruim is lo chashiv, you would be over. You never saw any crumbs at all. And he quotes the Taz in the next siman. The lo bodak is garmi Piruim. It's worse. A house which was never checked has more likely to have chametz than there are likely to be crumbs in a house which was checked. Adkan the Levush Esrod's modification of the words of the Magen Avraham saying Pshat in Shitas HaRambam. Very, 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 very important. So far, so good. So what do we have? Who does the Magen Avraham stack up here in this big battle here? The battle of the giants. The battle of the halachic giants, Rabbi Osai. Who are the giants? The two greatest throne that we have in halacha ever in the time of the Rishonim. The first was the tour. What did the tour say? You should do bitl. Now, if you find chametz, you're not over. But if you wouldn't do bitl, you'd be over, even though you don't know. Like eating chela b'shogeg. That's how the take on the tour. And who fights with the tour? Who? The Rambam. So far, so I think the Magen Avraham is completely correct. But now he steps on a very delicate family matter. After he quotes the Rambam, the Magen Avraham adds the following words. V'chein mashma v'loshon harosh gabe glusko v'ayin v'tosis resh perikol shah artosis. Did you say rush? Do you want to put the rush on the Rambam side? You want to put the two on the Rambam side? You want to put tosis on the Rambam side? I can hear that. Tosis is a It's a make. You don't know about it, won't hurt you. But the Rush, isn't the Rush a tour man? I mean, the Rush was the father of the tour. Didn't the tour follow his father, the Rush? It's Pilei Ployim. Where did he get it from? Where did the Mavad Avraham get this idea that the Rush is like the Rambam? So, there are many super commentaries. I don't know if you saw them yet. The Machzis HaShekel, being the primary super commentary on the Mavad Avraham, and he takes himself to this task as to how the Rush knew, the Mavad Avraham knew, that the Rush is like the Rambam, his opinion. How does he know? He quotes the Rush that we saw a few minutes ago. I'm reading the Lashon of the Machzis HaShekel. Umidahu tzrach ha-Rosh lo magabe pirurim dekimlan shalom atza. Uledas ha-tur afilu lo kimlan sheshem pirurim sarav levatel shemi yeshem pirurim. Ela kocha ha-Rosh svir leka Rambam dem ein lo yediyah betchila ein ha-over. And therefore, I had to say Kimlon. Kiliyada. Wow. Amazing. He makes a deal for the fact that the Rush has said the Kimlon, so we know. If he wouldn't know, it would be no problem. This is, in fact, the opinion of the Rambam, not like the opinion of his son, the Tur. So I see Machzis HaShekel Pshat in the Mogen Avraham. And then he has the following expression, which I don't know what it means. I'm reading the words. V'chein begluska mashma milishono kishahoya bi'achas min hazavios ra'uhu. Within a corner, Zavios, he saw it there. Otherwise, it wouldn't be over. How did he know this? I'll give you a prize. If you can find where the Machzis HaShekel got from this first deer, I understand. But the second deer, where? Mashma Lashono, Shoya Be'achas Min HaZavios Ra'u. Maybe the mere fact that he put in the word Zavis as opposed to Chura Mistokim. That's his inference. But that's not correct. Because we're going to say Pshat that a Zavis is a place where it was royally rose as opposed to a Chura Mistokim. That's what Mordechai said before. So I don't see where the Machshel got it from. But that's what he said. Then he adds, to who the low kamosha cause of a prechadosh v'simen tov lamed aleph os aleph shem mashve das harosha das hatur da afil lo yod atchila over. You know, our instinct is that father and son are on the same team. I'm a prechadosh man myself, as a matter of fact. But of course, it's a bit of a problem. What's the problem? Shema yimtza gluska yofa. You saw the Gemara? Who needs yimtza? Even if you don't see it, you're over. This is a question which we should ask on our own against the Torah. Rabbi will say, we haven't seen the Gemara inside. Rabbi will say, please open to the Gemara above. You'll see the Gemara. We saw the Gemara from the Rush. We said at the same time. Let's see the Gemara itself. We saw it yesterday. See it again. Baba Midbex. Habodek Tzorach Shivat. I Piruin. Lo Chashivi. In the bottom of the mail. You'll tell me the Chashivi Arabesi, no. Sufer Te'enim. We'll get to that later. There's Turim and Amais, there's Rashi Explained Mishim Hefker. So it's Hefker even in the house, so the crumbs are Hefker even in the house. Omar Rav. Last 8 lines on the page. Zera Shema Yimtza Gluska Yofa V'data Yilaveh. The question becomes, what do you mean Shema Yimtza Gluska Yofa? Even if you won't find the Gluska Yofa, it's over. It'll be even worse. If you find it, you can fix it up from here on. If you didn't find it, you're cooked. The whole Pesach will be over. Isn't that a good question? That's a good question.
Tosfos doesn't bring this either as a riot.
Okay, but it's a good question nonetheless. What do you mean, Shema Yimtza? If you won't be Motzi? It's an excellent question. Excellent question. The Prechadosh asks this question. I'm going to read it to you from the Prechadosh itself, because I like to read the things from their original. And most of the Prechadosh is found in every standard Shulchan Aruch. This is in Tov Lamed Aleph, Sif Aleph. I'm pretty sure I put on the Marma Koma, so I'm not mistaken. Tov Lamed Aleph. Yes, I did. Rimasku Ume Achar. Look what he says. He quotes Tosas the Chafala from an Alf, who based on Bava Bebates. I think Tosas is wrong. He goes as far as that Tosas is incorrect, because the Ran is against the Tosas. We'll get to the Ran later on. Why is it Usur? Look what he says. Look what he says. Mekoma shiragilim lahachnes b'amchametz kol hashana have a suffek harogil v'karov levadai deika chametz uboy livdo kolosim mekomos. Like the Levush Yisrael said, if there's chametz there, you have to check it. I told you about a raya on Chafalach from the Avama Mebeis. Chimashkachas al levatla ain't a klum. This is Mordechai's terrors. The Shani Hassam, the Bahachi Mayru Hassam, Shekva Bodak, Ulahachi Loka Omel Mishat Mitzia Veelech, Kumashka Safti Liel, it's your terrors. You're Machamat and Prichadosh. Once you do a Bedika, there's no, and you miss something, what can you do? You tried your best. There's no Balira retroactively. Avlam lo bodak ovim and atara filu lechomet sheni yodua. The low ketosvis. I shem a yimtza. Listen to this now. He quotes the Rush in Siman Tes. Did he overeat if you don't know about it? Well, if he's there, the Arminon, Zeva Shema Yimtza Gluska, Lav Dafka, El Afilu She'ena Motze, Ata Over. As the Rush said, Shema Beachas Menachzovios, Hoysa Gluska Zu, and if you didn't see it, you're over. And that's the Tur who follows his father, the Rush. Wow. Rabosa, everyone see? The Prichar is still quoting a number of different chidushim over here in his parish. The first chidush, which is Mordechai's Teretz, is the end of the Masl Ume Achar. And the second chidush, that the Yimtza is Lav Davka, is found over here in the beginning. Let's see if I can find it. So, paragraph, which the previous paragraph. It's called Vishuv. So we have, therefore, a fascinating discussion. Let's chazer again. Is there or is there not an Issur Bayirah retroactive? If there's Bittul, no. If there's no Bittul, then there are a number of opinions. Tosfos says no. That's a simple read of the Gemara. The Rosh says yes. And the Gemara could have asked in a Chanami or over retroactively. The Pri Chodesh suggests that if you did a proper Bedika, the answer is no. If you didn't do a proper Bedika, the answer is yes. Along the Svarah of the Levush Yisrael, who came later, I believe. Okay, Rav Osai, these are the three possibilities. Again, we'll have to leave out the names. Discuss an abstract. A person is horrified to find chametz in his house on Pesach, and he didn't do bittul. Was he over by one till now? Yes or no? Three opinions. See about names. Yes, no, or depends. Depends if he did a bedika. If he did a bedika, it's a place which is ain't a royal limtzeh shem chametz. The answer is no. If he didn't do a bedika, Then the answer is yes. Did anyone say no, even if you didn't do a bedika? So then those who say it's impossible, we're not sure. Will anyone say yes, even if you did do a bedika? Again, those who say seem to say yes. So again, the three logical possibilities with the names as they may. Okay. Having said all this, the Pri Chodesh says that's pshat on the Rosh, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin that midoraisa bedika suffices. The Rosh is referring to the Gemara Davav, Rabbi will say, well, he did a bedika, and despite that fact, he seems to say, if you discover to your horror and shock chometz, you're over retroactively. And the Ran says, no, if you did a bedika, that takes care of your problem on a level of the oraisa. There is no retroactive bayo by yamote, only henceforth, as Rashi said, you found the gluska yofa and you and yochus Allah, you really want it for a minute, you know, you rachmanis to, yeah, rabbosai, you know what it is, it's a zamet smeltaway. Oh, how can I throw it out? So that split second that goes through your mind, how can I burn my zamet smeltaway? You're over by rabbi yamote. They give a good example, I suppose. All right, so sorry. But not retroactively. That's Rashi. So the Pri Chodesh Rav Osai rejects both extremes. He rejects the Rosh who seems to say that in all cases you're over and by Rav by Yemotze, even if you did a Bedika. He rejects Tosus, who seems to say you're never over by Rav by Yemotze, even if you didn't do a Bedika. And he accepts the middle view, which he attributes to the Ran, which we'll open up in a second. That the Ran says, if you did a Bedika and you found Chometz, there's no Bayro Bayamati retroactively. But if you didn't do a Bedika, then there is, we'll call it the centrist position, which is a nice position to always pass like. And let's open, I think we should do right now, Rabbi Osai, open to the Ran and see what the Ran has to say. Let's read the Ran ourselves. This is the first round of the Masechta. A very, very, very important round. Very important. Okay? Up and open up. Please. Aleph Amud Aleph, I'm going to say. Aleph Amud Aleph. Can't get any earlier than that. Okay? We're going to go nice and slow.
When we say that the Rush says that you're over by your Rav by your Matzah, even if you did a Bedika, we're talking about that the Chametz is in a place that it was possibly then to be seen.
Right. You did a Bedika, you missed it. Yeah. Okay. Let's take a look. Bolkenes HaChametz, Rav Osai, the Ran is, in my edition, it's the Aleph from an Aleph. Column 1, end of the narrow line. Pirush Rashi, and in this edition they bold the Rashis, let's quote verbatim. Kadesh lo yavar v'bayara v'bayamatzim. Picture Betosis, the first Tosis in the Masechta. Dor kaimalon de midorais de v'bitl b'yal masagi. Kadesh v'gmar dav dalam and beis. Okay? Elamai otam, he didn't do bitl, that's impossible. V'sov sof lo sagi v'lo bitl, kadamina v'gmar dav v'vam and beis. Habodek tzorach shivatel. V'kevan shekenu, heichi asya bedika kedei lava v'bayro v'bayamotze. Holo pota navshe v'lo bitl v'bitl l'chudei sagi. Beine shalela, what's going on? This is the, for those who ever learned Pesachim, this is the first Tosis as this kash against Rashi. Answers the Ram. V'yei shlom. Tibidoraisa b'chad minayu sagi. Klomar o b'bedika o b'bitl. The bedikah lechudon ami mahani yekid amir melav gemara dav zainam et beis l'or aner mi nolon upashdin ala mikroy alma bedikah nami bedoraisi v'chol shabodak menat torah and etor levat. You did the best you could. Hilkach shapir ika lemeima the bedikah osi kedei shlo yavol b'ayro shema shema shitzrichu chachamim bitl achar bedikah enu elam edivrayim Shema Yimsko Gluska Yefefia, Vedati Lave, Kadisa Bigmada Vavim Advance. and the impression that's conveyed from the Ran over here, and I believe it's explicit later on or in other Rishonim, that the din of Abodek Sarach Shivatel is Amarav, but not in the Mishnah. Midin HaMishnah, there's no need for Bittul. I'm telling you a Chiddush. I'm about to say, wake up for this Chiddush. Midin HaMishnah, there's no need to do Bittul. He did Bidika, he need not do Bittul. One or the other. One or the other. One or the other. One or the other. Don't need both. We'll see it again now, about saying column 2 in my edition, where it says Ella on the third line. If you have an old edition, I'm not sure where you are exactly. I think Ella may be big print even in the old editions. Who has an old edition? Does anyone in this room have an old edition? Is Ella a bolded? Ella Kachlu. Ella, yeah. So that's a new paragraph. Ella Kachlu, Ikaran Shel Dvarim. Shezesh Amra Torah Tashbisu, Yochol Iskayim Be'echad Mishnei Dvarim. Osh Yevata Belibo Kol Chomet Shiyesh LeBishuso V'yotzienem V'machshavto M'rishuso. Bittul sounds like it's Hefker. V'sagi B'hochi M'doraisa Afilu B'chomet Teyoduolo. That's option number one. As the Mordat Talmud Beis Bittul B'amosagi. Oh, option number two. Imlo Bittul Belibo Klal Sarach Min HaTorah Sheyivdot Achor B'chomokom Shurogil Imotisham V'yavarenu Min HaOlam. You burn it. Who fights? Who's fighting? Rabbos, who's fighting? Rabbi Yehuda Rabban, Sreifa Rabbi Choldover. Ulefichach, Kol She'enem Bevatel, Chayav Livdok, Kadesh Lo Yaveh Olam Bayro Bayamatze. Lefichach Kosev Rashi, Shebok Nesel Chometz Kadesh Lo Yaveh Olam Bayro Bayamatze. Vahayinu Shemlemi She'enem Bevatel. Avlemi Shem Bevatel, Sagi Behochi. Period. So let's chazer again. Midoraisa, either one suffices. Bittul works and bidika works. The Gemara wants to know why do the rabbis require bittul even after a bidika? What did the Gemara answer? Rabbi say, gluska yafim v'dat elavet. We'll get to that detail, what that means precisely in great detail shortly. But there's another unanswered and unasked question. Namely, Rabbi say, if you do a bidika, no. If you do a bittul, why do you need a bidika? The Gemara never asked that question. The Gemara asked the other way around. If you do a bidika, why do you need a bittul? The Gemara never asked, if you do a bittul, why do you need a bidika? No, you have an answer? Who in this room has an answer? Yeah. So Machana to the Ran. The Ran gives two answers. Right here. Two answers in the Ran. What we're up to? Answer number one. Ella Dipnei. This is the last narrow line, column two, in the Ran and operant. Shebitul Zetole Vimach Shavtan Shobnei Odom. Vien de Osean Shobbos. Vien Shashia Kaleb Bekach. To you, me leave on the Gamri. Ro chachamim lahachmir shalo yaspik bittel vitrichu bediko ubir shomaspik gamkem in a Torah. They were afraid you wouldn't really have in mind to be mafkarit. That's reason one, they required a bediko. Reason two, oh, mipnei shachoshashu shem yishenu besobeso. Yavoli Ochlo. Yavoli Ochlo. Malduk. Fantastic. Everyone with me so far? Rabbosa, we're starting out the punchline, the most important line of all coming right now. Umashva the Tana the Masnisin lo boy bittul klal. That's the line I told you before. The Tana the Mishnah did not require bittul. I told you it was in the right. Here it is. Here's the line. The Tana, I repeat again, is a Chiddush Gadol. The Tana, the Mishnah, does not require bittul. Only Rav required bittul, not the Mishnah. Ela Bedika, Ubaachi Sagile, Fisha Mikavan Shabodak, Yomzo Yedei Chavoso. Ay, Vim Shema Yimzok Achaka Gluska Yefefia. Nu, Yivaren Ali Alter. you find it, you burn it. Shema Tomar Limafreya Omar Aleha. Oh, but it was there for the last 3 hours or 3 days. Says the Ran, no lesser. Why lesser? Share Samcha Torah ala Chazakas. The Torah relies on the principle called Chazaka. V'chol shabodak osa mekomo shirogu limotzi b'mchometz yotzi dechovoso. V'ein lo lochosh lekikir b'shmei akoro. My son put a peanut butter sandwich close to the shmei koro on the top of a closet, and I'm not going to worry about it. At least the first time. After the first time, I have to worry about it again. But the first time, when I was Potter and Ganson. Yes?
I don't know if this, how relevant this would be, Lamaisa, but for, how does Vayiran Vayimatzeh work? Is a person get one violation of Vayiran Vayimatzeh?
We haven't gone to that detail yet. Let's assume it's one big other. So it's identical. Just for the argument's sake, it's the same thing.
Is it one violation or every second that there's something?
It's another good question. The Poshim Shal over every second. Poshim Shal. Every second. Poshim Shal. Okay, Rabbosai. Let us continue. Let's continue. But keep going. Keep going. Ulefichach tadam astis lo hiskipitul achar abidika klal. Etc. He quotes Rashi, etc. Fine. If we stop here, there's a question which is raised by two of the greatest achronim of the, the 19, of 100 years ago plus. The Avnei Nezer, Rabbosai. Which can be, you can look it up in Shuvas Avnei Nezer if you wish. It's in Simen Shin Yud Zayin of Kotn Yud, and the Or Godol on the Mishnayos. Do I happen to have Mishnayos here? I'm sorry. Could be seen printed on the side of the regular Mishnayos. Or Godol, Minsk Godol. The Baal said, "What does Chazaka mean? A presumption." Rabbi Baal said, "That there's no chametz in that place. I did a bedik, or emachis and no chametz." Presumption. But both sides, if you rely upon a presumption and you end up losing, your presumption was incorrect. True that we can't, be angry with you, but you have to bring a carbon. Bring a carbon. There are cases where the Gemara lies in a chazaka, a rove, a chazaka, that it's kosher, that it's shuman, it's not chelev, as the case may be. That the woman is a pnuya, and not an eshes ish. I gave a couple of heavy examples. At the end of the day, if it turns out that it's wrong, you chayav a carbon. As the Avnei Nezer's example. Yevamos Pezayin and Beis. Two Edom say that this woman's husband died. Two Edom. She shivers, cries, she waits a year, and she remarries. Guess what? Her hubby walks in. Oh, thought you were dead. Dead. I'm here. But two Eders said you were dead. Two Eders, I'm here. It's me. It's obviously him. He was Simona. Whole discussion, what happens? Oh, bad news. But the Maisa, what do you want from her? She relied on the best possible proof. Despite that fact, it was the Nisa Daraisa of Lo Sinuf was violated repeatedly. To no one's fault. So what do you mean? You rely on the chazakas and there's no avera retroactively. What do you mean? Sure, I was able to rely on the fact there's no chametz, but it turned out I was wrong. There was chametz there. Chazaka enables us to resolve a doubt in a certain direction. There's no more doubt anymore. We found the chametz. We found the husband. We found the chalif. What's going on? You hear the question? Powerful question. But the answer to that question, Rabbi Osai, that we stopped too early. I mean, I did it on purpose. We stopped too early in reading the Ram. And this answer is given not by me, but by a beautiful sefer called the Nesiv Chayim. The recent Mechaber Zechrono Livracha, who was nifter at a young age, it's a mitzvah to be a farsa in his Torah. The whole sefer here on Pesach, I think we had him on Shabbos a few times. the big Talmud from Yerushalayim or HaKadosh. Let's go further in the Ram. Go further. Let's read it together. Okay, in our version, we start a new paragraph. V'nim tzeisa ata omer, lefi da'azeh, sha'atora sha'omra tashbisu, hayna o bebidol, o bebediko bir, v'hayna b'chometz yodua, o bebnei chashash mekomos, shu'rovil lehimote bahen. Aval kol she'ein lo chometz yodua, v'lo mekomos shu'rovil lehimote bahen. Catch this now. Lo chala olav mitzvahs hashbasa. The mitzvah of hashbasa never took effect in the first place. Shereya ta'omer shekol shabadek afapish lo bitl v'nishtaya v'yodu gluski fefya eino over oleho ela b'sheshohasa mishas mitziya v'elech alma. Ein mitzvah hashbasa ela al chometz yodua omim nech mekomo sherogali moti behen v'yem shalafar shekol shabarak lo bitl v'achak moti gluzki yufefia over l'mafreya no shimkein afilu bodak hu mechuyev v'natora levatal v'mnei sofik chometz shenu matzui. Look, it's a, why should you take a chance? The cave and the rise of the bitl biyavasagi, he had the motzi bedika will be erev in a Torah according to that tzad. Elikadamaron zeodati v'alderech Rashi zal. Rabosai, if this is true, who needs sonkan al chazakas? Now he's saying it's a certainty. As you understand the word chazakas in the previous paragraph. For like a chazaka that the husband is dead, the chazaka it's Shuman, the chazaka, whatever. But now he's giving you a much more powerful piece of logic. That as long as no chametz yodua, na regil nachas no chametz, the Torah never required you to do tashbisu, there's no bayro by yamotze. Home run! What are you relying on the chazaka to be machriya sfegas? There is no suffix. Answers the Nesiv Chaim, you had it wrong the first time around. We can't fault ourselves for understanding the word chazakas as we did when we stopped earlier. But once you read the next paragraph, you see a reinterpretation of the word chazakas, Shabbosai. Shere samcha Torah chazakas, not like the footnote has over here, Testament Aleph, Tzadiyam and Beis, nothing to do with that. It means that the Torah is telling us Tashbis, Sosami Batechem, only when there's a reasonable chance that's there. If it's no reasonable chance it's there, lo nitna Torah lemalachei Hashoreis, there is no requirement of Tashbisu. There's no violation whatsoever of Baal Yiroh by Yemotze. It's a din vadai. A din vadai. Not that chazaka means, as it often means in Shas, to be machriya safek. Ad kan dvar of HaKadoshim, I think it's emes lamita, pshat in the Ran. And as I said before, the prechodesh is machriya like the Ran. Against those who are more makeless, as Tosha seems to be. If you don't know about it, in almost in all cases, there's no issue to Raisa. And against those who seem to be more machmir, the rush, even if you did a bedika, and you didn't find something you maybe could have or should have seen, there would be an Isidor Raisa. This is the Ran, which the Prichodesh likes, and we're going to assume halacha lemaisa that it's true. We have to see, however, that it's not as simple as meets the eye. Because on that very Magen Avraham that we described before, the Prima Gana quotes a Tosfos that I asked you to see. It's not for Yudim and Aleph. Probably wondering why they asked me to see that Tosfos. It's also sort of it. But also, we'll see it. I asked on the Makaris. Tosfos Yud Om and Aleph. What's Tosfos? Let's look together and see the Tosfos Yudim and Aleph. The Ramaskal all. Let's look together. Yud Om and Aleph all. Interesting case of the Gemara. Well, you wouldn't want to know from this, but all right. What all? All the... Oh, boy. All... It's in the Gemara. The Gemara is... Well, Tosfos quotes the Gemara. All ubodak v'lo ashkach plukta d'ramei v'rabon. Who was all? Rashi. Rashi is the fourth medium-sized line So what's Bob? All ha'achbar. Whee! The achbar, the mouse, came in. Nichas abayis afaneinu. Ubodak balabayis achro. V'lo ashkach. After the mouse came in, who knows what he can do? So the balabayis checked and found nothing. Found nothing. So what's the din? It's a machlokas for man and rabbanan. What are they talking about? Tuma. Tuma. What's the case over there? What? Tuma. What? What's the case? What's the case? The Tanan. It's a Mishnah, Rav Osai. Hayarav Meir Omer Kol Shet Dover Shet Cheskas Tuma Liolam Ut Tumaso Ad Shivoda Lecha At Tuma Echani. Till you find it, you have to assume it's still there. That's the end. You check all you can check, and that's the end of the story. Similar when it comes to chametz. Rashi explains, this is Rashi on the first wide line. V'imlo matza tolin v'omim bo orei v'netola or bo achbar v'netola. Even though it was chametz there originally, but since the achbar went in, and I checked after and I found nothing, so it must be gone. That's chachamim. Rameh says it's still there. Says Rashi, a strange line. The gabi b'dikas chametz, I feel the Rabbi Meir arminon achber achola. Why? The b'dikas chametz the rabbon. So Tosus starts jumping. What are you talking about? How can Rashi say such a thing? How can Rashi say it? It's against the Gemara. Don't be ahead, I'm going to put them every rabbon. What is this? V'yesh lomah. The Ma'ari says Tosus b'shalo bitla. That's our Gemara. The Kama the Rabbi Meir lo sagi b'vedika. Why not? Kevin lo ashkach Rabbi b'safek lav de lo imotze. B'tzorv levatla v'sagi filo Rabbi Meir. B'layel v'safek tumah d'oraisa. Abel hocha de b'dika schamas d'rabon and shori. So Rashi different to a case where you did bitl. B'doraisa bitl lav v'sagi b'dika schamas d'rabon. The Gemara is talking about a case where you did not do bitl. They have a quote of your mayor. What's the problem? What? Suffolk lo yimotze. So the Prima Garden quotes this Tosus here on that Yudim and Al. What does he mean, Rabbi Osai? Does he mean the past night Tosus or not? I challenge you to say Pshat in Prima Garden. I'm not sure myself. I'm reading the words of the Prima Garden, and you can tell me Pshat. Okay, it's on the Mar Makomas. It's Simon Tov Lamid Dalit, I believe. Mogan Avram Sivkotan Hey. I'll read it to you. He says, look in the Taz Gimel. Look in the Tosaf Chafala from an Alp. And Tosaf Psochim, you know what Alp says? Rabbi Meir, having Psophic Lab Delo Yimotze. I'll tell you why I want to read it. It's a steer in Tosas. On Chafala from an Alp, Tosas says, when you're in doubt, there's no Yisr. And you do it, no Bayor Bayamotze. On Yudim and Al, they say that there is a violation of Bayor Bayamotze, a stira. The answer is, it's a machlokas from Meir, Rabban. Kondra of Meir, once the new Chametz was there, at any point in history, there's going to be a Achshash Daraisa Bayor Bayamotze. You follow the Chazakos, once it's likely still there. And according to the Rabban, they deny it. So the Rabban deny the Chazakah. So I have the chametz. I gave it to my animal to eat. So we assume it probably ate it up. And if we don't know, there's no bayor d'oraisa. Ad kan my pshat and prima gadim. But if you have a different pshat, I can't argue with you because it's very brief and terse. It's not exactly clear what he is really driving at. Okay. Rabosai, thank God, we were able to answer Tosus Kasha against Rashi and Abbez of an Aleph. How do we answer it? Let's chazer again. Now we, Ran, answered it. To Rashi says in Abbez of an Aleph, why do you have to do, you know what, let's look inside. Since we haven't seen Abbez of an Aleph yet, we'll see from other sources. Let's take a look. We'll start the Masechta right now. Orla Arbosar, the first line in the Masechta, Both in the Sachamas are in there. Okay? Rashi Polkin. Shliyavl Bayo Bayamatsi. Tarsis. Koshalari. Came in the Tsarach Bittl Kadama Bigmad Avav. Habot Tsarach Shivatl. And with the rise of Bittl Bayamasagi. Amayat Shvich Hacham and Bidika Klal. How did the right answer? No, you go around in circles. That's the Gemara. The quote of the Mishnah, you don't need a bitl if you did a bidika. That's the Ran's answer. Open to the Rashash of Mosai, and then we're going to get to Dovi's question. We don't have enough time to answer, maybe, but we at least get to the question. Maybe we'll have a chance to answer a little bit. Okay? Rashash, that Beza Manah. What did Rashash say? Baharav, that means the Bartanura, is the Mefarshi the Tamad lo Samchina na Bittl, the Chayshinan, Shema, Yimtza, Gluska, Yefefia, Vinimlach al Bitulo. I told you before, Abosai, the Gemara never asked this question, why don't we rely on Bittl alone? The Ran asked the question. Ran gave two answers. What two answers did he give? What's Chazer? All the Ran's two answers. Why don't we rely on Bittl alone? Come on.
You won't do a Belay Shalom.
Right?
You're not going to eat it.
Correct. A third answer, the Bartanura quotes, why am I bitl alone? The Chashinan Shemayimtza Gluski Yefefia V'nimlach al Bitulo. And explains Machshava Mevatelis Machshava, a whole discussion based on Kiddushin, Bava Metzia, not for now. Says the Rashash, the Divrei Harav Tamua. So the Kaman Bava Mebeis Mucha Lehedja the bebitul as the lochashasha de gluska. There is no chashasha of a gluska. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Of course, the question becomes: if it doesn't exist, as the Gemara seems to imply, why doesn't it exist? Why doesn't it exist? Oh. So Rabosai, we have to introduce something which I asked you to see in the Ramban. I'm not sure who saw it. Anyone even opened the Ramban yet? I'm not sure how far you go with Ramban comes. You opened the Ramban in the beginning? Yeah. A little bit. Okay. So for tomorrow's shiur, everyone has to see the Ran, the parts that we skipped today. Because tomorrow we have to discuss what is the nature of bitl. Very important question. We saw Rashi and Tosis. We saw the Ran a tiny bit. We have to see more in the Ran and the Ramban. It's a very important... Maybe we'll make a copy of the Ramban tomorrow? It's possible? Just so we have the Ramban in shiur. So we'll try to get the best version of the Ramban. Maybe put it on one page or two. There's a different many versions of the Ramban. I'm going to read you now the Ramban from the Kovetz Mefarshim. Ramban is the first Kedusha Ramban. It's a long introduction. This is very towards the very, very end. Very, very end. He quotes Rashi, but I want you to see the Rashi inside. Every word counts in Rashi. Please open up Rabosei to Vav and Beis. Come on, we have another 3 minutes. Let's hop. Every minute counts. What did Rashi say about the Mavik? You're afraid that you found the Gluska Yafa. Vidaita ilave, says Rashi. Chashuva yibiena, v'chasale l'sarfa, umasha fi l'rega echad, v'nimtza over ala v'bayro v'yimotze. Ava b'shabitla, ain't over. Why? D'lokosta v'ala tashbisu. So, once he did bitl, means he can't back out. That seems to be what Rashi is saying. That's the Rashash's question. How can the Bartanura say you were going to back out from the Bittl? He says the Maharashi came back out from the Bittl. Answers to the Sibchayim. Yeah, the Maharashi. But the Ramban argued at this very point. I have only time to read you two lines in the Ramban. We have stuff to do tomorrow. Listen to what the Ramban, he quotes Rashi. So v'haravza sha'af k'shalo bittl eino over elikisha nosan daito ale v'rotza v'kiyuma Liyachas man abir. Remember, we're discussing here if it would not be for a bit. Habodah Sarach Shivatel, by timer. Right? Because Yafa means he did not do a bit. Says the Ramban about Rashi, Behifrit al Hamida. His Rashi is too lenient. Too lenient. Ela calls Lo Nosan Daita Ola Chomets Levatlo immediately. Over who? Didati Lave Meikora Komar. Rabosai, a new pshat in two, those two critical words. Dati Lave, Kuanta Rashi means when he sees it on Pesach or Erev Pesach, whatever it is. Kuanta Rabbani means no, when he bought it last week, as opposed to the Pirurim, that's garbage. Lafuki Pirurim, the Me'aleim B'teil. That's one kashi against Rashi. And here, in the last minute of the Shia, comes the punchline kashi. Tovi, listen again. Riot. Shem no san daito vale liach azmana iser v'chasale umash osa filu rega. Listen now. Afal pi she bitel. You already did a bitel. Over. Ben shete glutzkozu hefker o yish. We'll discuss that tomorrow, what it means. Koma kom kevin shirotzeba nases shalom. The chatzero shalom konlo dvar Torah. It reverts to become mine. You asked me for how. He answered you. Chotzer, kinyan chotzer. It was hefker a minute ago. Now that I want to reclaim it, comes mine with kinyan chotzer. V'yim tomer en tzchia b'yisuri hana shani chomets. She'en bitulo metchil el b'daito shelo rotzen b'kiyumo v'kol shechazer v'nos en daito olav over. That sounds like the Rashash. Machshava v'atalas machshava. That's the end of this long, long paragraph in the Ramban. This obviously requires a little bit more analysis, but at least it began to answer your question. Okay? Then tomorrow we'll see the Ramban at length and the part we skipped in the Ran. We'll see how it is. Okay. Who's this?